Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Comfort, or comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term and that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. Word of God, word of life. We will now read the psalm responsively. You have been gracious to your land, O Lord. You have restored the good fortune of Jacob. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying, for you speak peace to your faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to you.
Truly, your salvation is very near to those who fear you, that your glory may dwell among men.
Steadfast of love and faithfulness have met together, righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
Faithfulness shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven.
The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness.
A reading from 2 Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to recompense. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. And then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise, and the elements will be dissolved with fire, and the earth and everything that is done on it will be disclosed. Since all these things are to be dissolved in this way, what sort of persons ought you to be in leading lives of holiness and godliness, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be set ablaze and dissolved, and the elements will melt with fire? But in accordance with his promise, we will wait for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness is at home. Therefore, beloved, while you are waiting for these things, strive to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, and regard the patience of our Lord as salvation. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark. In the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John the baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Where last week the church heard from nearly the end of Isaiah's proclamation, this week the proclamation comes from a very particular location, closer to the middle of Isaiah. Some scholars identify three voices for Isaiah, and the proclamation today comes from the beginning, the very beginning of the second voice. Judah has fallen. Jerusalem and the temple have been destroyed. The worship vessels have been carted off. The Babylonians have exiled whole swaths of the population. The exiles, though, include mostly the wealthy, the governing class, and the artisans. Whether Isaiah addresses those remaining in Jerusalem or those who find themselves in a strange new land, the reality of their experience is so fundamentally different from before. The disorientation and displacement crushes the spirit. The first words then spoken into this new reality are comfort and a call to speak tenderly and a call to cry out that Jerusalem has served her term. Yet the truth is that still generations will live in this new reality. Too often, comfort evokes a sense of wrapping someone or whole communities in huge hugs that support and sustain and strengthen the afflicted. Comfort can raise the image of curling up with a warm blanket and the cat. Anathea Poitier Young offers a different sense of comfort. She writes, "The Hebrew word translated comfort has a more basic meaning: to reverse one's mind or feeling state. Thus, depending on the context or the conjugation, the same verb might be translated to change one's mind, to have a change of heart, to regret, to be sorry or repent, even to mourn. For people who have suffered captivity, exile, and dispersion, loss of loved ones, loss of homeland and freedoms, their reversal will be one from anguish to comfort, from fear to hope, sorrow to joy, shame to self-love, from insecurity and uncertainty to the assurance of divine providence and care." Change. Change of mind, direction, heart, to regret or repent, to mourn. Isaiah had offered oracle after oracle of warning about impending calamity, and now it has happened. resonance abounds among so many people today as it did then. People near and far experience displacement geographically, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Certainly, populations in war-torn areas experience all these at once, whether in Israel or Palestine or Azerbaijan or the Sudan or Ukraine. This year, the churches in Bethlehem on the West Bank, churches of many denominations have elected to suspend their ordinary celebration of Christmas in solidarity with their siblings in Christ, their siblings in Gaza. Closer to home, stories of single parents struggling to make ends meet in an economy that seems to offer glimpses of hope and possibility, but also keeps resources and wages that make sustainable living just out of reach. Cycles of grief wash over others as they approach yet another milestone that powerfully reminds them of loved ones who have died this year, last year, even decades ago. Mourning changes one. Then in Isaiah, the call rings out, a voice cries out, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Engage in a major excavation project. Lift up the valleys, level the mountains and hills, make the rough places plain. The command comes, cry out. And the response is one so mindful that, alas, all people are like grass, ephemeral. But the promise is that God's word stands forever. For people waiting for good news, God comes. God feeds his people. God gathers the lamb. God carries them, indeed us, in his bosom. God gently leads the mothers. Of course, Mark's gospel samples this call for preparation, the excavation project for the Lord. The gospels make John the baptizer the crier who announces the coming of the Lord in Jesus. The promise to all who find themselves in disorienting and displaced spaces is that God comes down. God dwells among us. God's presence reframes, indeed changes us for the sake of loving the world, loving one another, working for justice and peace. John's message of repentance fully aligns with the comfort promised to Isaiah's audience and to the world today. May this ministry lead from anguish to comfort, from fear to hope, from sorrow to joy, from shame to self-love, from insecurity and uncertainty to the assurance of divine providence and care.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.